Title: The Importance of Being Earnest in Tribal Cultural Resource Consultation. Content: Lead agencies face increasing pressure to consult with Native American tribes before issuing discretionary approvals for development projects under the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, and related legislation. The California Legislature, the California Attorney General, and the California Court of Appeal have all taken recent action to provide Native American tribes more power to shape mitigation for impacts to tribal cultural resources. The California Legislature is currently considering SB 1326, a bill that would require a public agency to implement mitigation measures proposed by a Native American tribe to address impacts to tribal cultural resources, unless the public agency determines, based on substantial evidence, that the mitigation is infeasible. Just last month, the California Attorney General filed People of the State of California ex rel. Bonta v. City of Poway to enjoin construction of a residential development project approved by the City of Poway over 20 years ago based on the recent discovery of ancestral human remains and tribal cultural resources. And just last year, the First Appellate District published its opinion in Coy Nation of Northern California v. City of Clear Lake, a decision in which the appellate court set aside the City of Clear Lake's approval of a hotel development based on the city's failure to properly consult with a Native American tribe before approving the project. These actions illustrate the growing importance of tribal consultation as part of the development process in California, as further discussed below. SB 1326, providing tribes more power in the development process, the obligation to consult with Native American tribes is nothing new. In 2015, AB 52 amended CEQA to, among other things, provide a process by which a lead agency must consult with California Native American tribes that are traditionally and culturally affiliated with the geographic area of the proposed project, if certain conditions are met. As part of the consultation process, the parties may propose mitigation measures capable of avoiding or substantially lessening potential significant impacts to a tribal cultural resource. Pub Resources Code, Section 21080.3.2, subd. AB 52 provided for consultation, but it did not mandate the public agency to accept the Native American tribe's proposed mitigation measures. It explicitly provided that consultation would conclude when either, 1, the parties agree to measures to mitigate or avoid a project's significant effect, if a significant effect exists, on a tribal cultural resource, or, 2, a party, acting in good faith and after reasonable effort, concludes that mutual agreement cannot be reached. Pub Resources Code, Section 21080.3.2, subd. B. The California Legislature is now considering SB 1326, which, if adopted as presently drafted, appears to mandate that a public agency must adopt any mitigation measure proposed by a Native American tribe during the consultation process, unless the public agency determines, based on substantial evidence, that the proposed mitigation measure is not feasible. Specifically, SB 1326 would revise CEQA to provide, the consulting California Native American tribe may identify culturally appropriate mitigation measures, which the lead agency shall consider and incorporate, to the extent feasible, in developing mitigation and treatment measures. SB 1326, adding Pub Resources Code, Section 21084.3, subd. D. SB 1326 further appears to provide that if the lead agency declines to adopt the proposed mitigation measure based on infeasibility, the agency must provide substantial evidence for its infeasibility determination in the CEQA document prepared for the project. SB 1326, adding Pub Resources Code, Section 21084.3, subd. F. In addition, SB 1326 proposes revising CEQA to, 1, broaden the explicit scope of tribal cultural resources to include, among other things, a cemetery or burial area of a California Native American tribe, 2, clarify that tribal cultural resources are distinct from cultural resources and archaeological resources, and, 3, mandate that certain mitigation measures be adopted to avoid or minimize a project's potential adverse change to a tribal cultural resource, in the event no mitigation measures are proposed during the AB 52 tribal consultation process. SB 1326 is not yet law. But if adopted as presently drafted,